Hello, this is Shibu Cherian, and let us unite in the word today as we are traveling our first journey. Today is March the 25th, and our Bible reading portion is from the book of 1 Samuel, chapters 16 to 18. Our battles belong to God alone. We read in 1 Samuel, chapter 17, verses 45 to 47. Then David said to the Philistine, "You come to me with a sword, with a spear, and with a javelin, but I come to you in the name of the Lord of hosts, the God of the armies of Israel, whom you have defied. This day the Lord will deliver you into my hand, and I will strike you and take your head from you. And this day I will give the carcasses of the camp of the Philistines to the birds of the air and the wild beasts of the earth, and all the earth may know that there is a God of Israel. Then all this assembly shall know that the Lord does not save with sword and spear, for the battle is the Lord's, and he will give you into our hands." When Saul disobeyed the commandments of God and acted presumptuously, God chose David to be the next king of Israel, as he was a man after his own heart. This is what Samuel prophetically spoke to King Saul. The Lord had sought for himself a man after his own heart, and the Lord had commanded him to be a commander over his people, because you have not kept what the Lord commanded you. Even though Samuel erred in assuming one of the elder sons of Jesse to be a likely candidate for the throne, God looked at the heart of David and chose him from among the more worthy elder brothers. For the Lord does not see as man sees, for man looks at the outward appearance, but the Lord looks at the heart. When David volunteered to fight Goliath, there were 7 specific reasons for him to enter into this battle alone. Number 1. David was anointed by God's Spirit. After David was anointed with oil by Samuel, the Spirit of the Lord came upon him to empower him for all future battles. And we read in 1 Samuel chapter 16 verse 13, "Then Samuel took the horn of oil and anointed him in the midst of his brothers, and the Spirit of the Lord came upon David from that day forward." Number 2. David was courageous and skilled in warfare. This was the testimony of one of Saul's servants about David. "Look, I have seen a son of Jesse the Bethlehemite, who is skilled in playing, a mighty man of valor, a man of war, prudent in speech, and a handsome person, and the Lord is with him." Number 3. David had righteous anger against God's enemy. In his reaction to the challenge of Goliath, David displayed his righteous anger against God's enemy. And this is what we read in 1 Samuel 17 verse 26. "For who is this uncircumcised Philistine that he should defy the armies of the living God?" Number 4. David had a wonderful testimony about past victories. David had wonderful experience of past victories during the time that he was a shepherd boy that he described to King Saul. In 1 Samuel chapter 17 verse 36, "Your servant has killed both lion and bear, and this uncircumcised Philistine will be like one of them, seeing that he has defied the armies of the living God." Number 5. David was confident in God's ability to deliver. David was very confident that his God, who delivered him from the ferocious animals that were stronger than him, would deliver him from Goliath. And this is what he said to King Saul that we read in 1 Samuel 17 verse 37. "The Lord, who delivered me from the paw of the lion and from the paw of the bear, he will deliver me from the hand of the Philistine." Number 6. David fought the battle in God's mighty name. It is striking to note that David fought the battle in the almighty name of Jehovah, the Lord of hosts. This was his challenge to Goliath that we read in 1 Samuel chapter 17 verse 45. "Then David said to the Philistine, 'You come to me with a sword, with a spear, and with a javelin, but I come to you in the name of the Lord of hosts, the God of the armies of Israel, whom you have defied.'" And number 7. David had faith in God fighting his battle. David knew in his heart that God did not save by the sword or the spear, but the battle belonged to God alone. And this is what he finally spoke to Goliath that we read in 1 Samuel chapter 17 verse 47. "Then all of this assembly shall know that the Lord does not save with a sword and spear, for the battle is the Lord's, and he will give you into our hands." The Israelites had totally forgotten about God's promises that he would fight their battles for them, as all they could fear about was losing to Goliath. The Israelites had seen God fight many of their previous battles and win great victories for them, but they neglected to trust God with this battle. However, David's focus was not on the size of the enemy, but on God. David was convinced that his battles belonged to God alone. Truly, he was a man after God's own heart.